you offshore. Like you have about three or four tents covers today.
Okay, I haven't been outside for about 6 hours, so I don't know.
Jack, after this GNF mode, you want us to hold this and SCS the right dead man?
Rog, Wally, after we get through this, you got about 4 minutes left. Then hold attitude in the cheapest way possible there.
Roger.
And as soon as we hit the night pass, you're on your own. Say again, Wally.
The Grand Bahama looked beautiful today. They're missing a lot of good pictures with the Hawkins ladder. They got one of Houston, one of Tampa. That's about great. It takes about 3 minutes to recock it.
Roger, we copy.
Probably the lube inside is jamming it up. It's in the box itself, not in the lens shutter mechanism, and not in the magazine.
Okay, we copy that. Copy that.
Roger. And Houston, the water boiler hasn't been boiling since we've been, and we've been putting all the heat on the radiator, making the radiator cooler.
We've been trying to get the max heat on the radiator, and we expected it to start boiling here. We're showing a rad out now of 50.
Roger, so am I. My glycol evaporator outlet temperature is still sitting at 48.
Rog, you got about a minute and three quarters.
Good, and I'll fly an SCS for how long? Looks like it's just starting to boil. Let's see if it overshoots.
Rog, we concur.
And how long will I stay in the SCS mode?
standby one.
Are you observing my steam pressure now?
Affirmative, and darkness will occur, Wally, about 5125.
And we will stop all the attitude, right?
Affirmative. Confirm, and we show it coming back up. Okay, Apollo 7, we've completed 10 minutes of min dead band. You can come out of min dead band, go to the cheapest way possible for attitude hold. Apollo 7, Houston.
Houston, Apollo 7, go ahead.
Roger. We feel that for all purposes, your primary evaporator is working normally. You can discontinue attitude holding. Watch it too.
Thank you.
He got a good shot of Houston, and he got a good shot of Tampa, Florida. And explained some difficulty that they'd had with a mechanism on the camera, which I didn't fully understand. With the spacecraft halfway across the Atlantic Ocean, we're 51 hours, 16 minutes into the flight. On the 33rd revolution, this is Apollo Control, Houston. In minutes from Ascension, we had this conversation.
Apollo 7, Houston, through Ascension.
Also, the radar is clear.
We're standing by.
Houston, Apollo 7, do you read?
I read you 5-by. We're standing by.
Roger, I took the camera apart in the use of the Burns cream. So cleaned up some of the inner fuse. It looks like it's working all right now.
Roger, copy. And I have a flight plan update on that, the pad for the star sextant star count, whenever you're ready to copy.
Go with your flight plan update, Jack.
Okay. GETSR will be 5-3 plus 3-6. Roll will be 4-0. Pitch will be 9-2. Belay that roll there. Roll will be 4. Pitch will be 9-2. Yaw will be 3-5-9er. GET of sunset minus 12 will be 5-4 plus 1-8. Roll will be 1-8-4. Pitch 9-7. Yaw 359er.
Roger, GET Sunrise 53 plus 36. Attitude 004 for roll, pitch 092, yaw 359er. Sunset minus 12 minutes, will be 54 plus 18. Roll 184, pitch 097, yaw 359er.
Roger, that's correct.
Okay. Close to the power 7.
Go ahead, Wally.
Roger, we still have reservations about the SPS engine. If it's good to us so far, we don't have any data from you, though.
Okay, stand by. Apollo 7, Houston.
Go ahead.
Wally, could you confirm your reservations about the SPS engine? Does that have to do with the GPI movement that you've observed?
Negative. We had a basic rule beforehand with the flight director that we would not go into the SMS reserve until we knew we had a good SPS engine.
Okay, we copy.
Roger. I would like one more bird.
Okay.
At this point.
We understand. Stand by, we'll be discussing.
End of announcement number 193.
We will be in touch with the spacecraft through Carnarvon. There goes the first call.
Yes, Houston, could you read our dispatch, man?
Roger, flight, no data yet.
Apollo 7, we don't have data yet.
All right, Roger, we have a display. We'll take a hold of a second. This is Charlie talking angles.
Okay, stand by.
I did the final line check and used Peacock and Rigel, triangle difference, 5 balls, torquing angles, plus 021 minus 049 plus 017. Over.
Okay, copy that, Wall.
Who's Bragg?
Houston.
Go ahead.
Can you give me a GET that you, approximate GET that you did that final line that so that we can compute some gyro drift rates?
Roger, the line was completed about 5140.
5140.
51. Satellite check.
Roger, copy.
You want the first one or the second one, Jack? He did two of them.
Stand by.
The first one was about 51-40. I think that's the one you want for your drift check.
Okay, seven, the first one, 51-40, will be fine.
Roger.
So I have the time that you did the final line check that we can get that one to?
That is right, 51-51.
Okay.
That's
Roger, copy that. And Apollo 7 Houston, we feel that on the basis of what Don did on the daylight align test, that you can delete that P-52, which comes at 55+00 in the flight plan. Do you concur?
Stand by. Roger, I concur.
Okay, you can delete it.
Roger. Jack, if we happen to be in a favorable attitude, I might take another crack at it, but...
That's fine with us.
Okay.
Go ahead, 7.
Roger, can you talk about the SPS results now that you observed on the ground?
Go ahead.
Negative, what did you observe?
Okay, stand by. Apollo 7, Houston, on the, we've re-looked at all the strip charts on the SPS operation, ball valves, the temperatures, everything on the SPS appears normal.
Very good. It seems that way here.
Okay, real quick.
Reservation, I'd like to have the number 3 burn before I give up the SMSTS budget.
Say again on the SPS number 3 burn.
I would like to get the SPS number 3 burn in before I eat into the SMOSPS deorbit budget.
Roger, we're going to look at that.
Roger.
And we're about 1 minute LOS. Carnarvon, we'll pick you up in Guam in about 5 minutes.
Roger.
have lost signal through Carnarvon. So we'll shut the wire down now. We've had additional discussion here regarding propellant pads. You recall, this is a subject that's difficult to understand without looking at the charts, but we have essentially two ways to leave orbit and return to Earth, one through what we call the hybrid mode using the RCS thrusters and the other using the SPS engine. And we're slightly under one red line, but the controllers here feel like we're more than adequate in the other mode, and that has been the point of under discussion between the crew and the control center these last several passes. At 52 hours, 1 minute into the flight, this is Apollo Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control, Houston, 52 hours, 10 minutes into the flight. We're in touch with a spacecraft through Guam, and here's how it sounds.
Apollo 7, Houston.
Okay, you're 1 minute out.
Roger, read you 5 by. Say again. Roger. If you decide to delete the P-52, realign at 55 hours in the flight plan, you may go ahead with your GNN and SES power down early at your option. Go ahead.
So we're going to break you up. We're having competition to see who can get the extra genius first.
Roger. I say again that if you decide to delete that P-52 realign at 55 plus 00, you can go ahead and power down the GNN and SCS early at your option.
Okay,